you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
And podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Hi, you're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM from Burnaby, and you're listening to Young Artist Bedroom, where we listen to music and talk about the struggles of being a young musician. Anyways, Marcus, what's your biggest fear as a musician?
Well, my biggest fear is being in a music production class. And, you know, sometimes the bass amp is just so far away. And and I asked my friend to grab it. He's like, oh no, A is there. I can't grab the amp. So we kind of have to push him and push him. And even though he's our bassist and he has all the responsibility of his own stuff, he still doesn't go and do anything about it. Or even the worst part yet, he doesn't practice any of his parts. And, you know, and my second biggest fear is that leading us to not being able to perform at a concert.
Yeah, I feel you. It definitely sucks when there's that one guy holding back the band.
How convenient.
So, are there any other fears you have in terms of music?
Just anyone with the name Yale.
Oh. Well, luckily, Yale's not here today. Yeah. But I think definitely it's a fear of being held back and worrying about your bandmates. You want to have a bandmate that you can trust is going to get the job done and you don't have to worry about them doing things like practicing.
Oh, no, no, no. All right. All right, so Kyle. Oh, wait, I forgot Kyle's on a bathroom break. yeah, so Vincent, what's your take on melodic deaf jazz?
I don't really understand genres like that because they're more technical in nature. I understand. So I usually listen to alt rock music, but I can understand pop, hip hop, and other styles of music that focus on emotion and melody and having a vibe. That's their focus. So even if the style isn't quite what I'm used to, I can understand them. But jazz and some more medley music is harder to understand because I just don't understand what they're going for. They're going for technique, by the way, which if you're a guitarist and you're really into that, you might really enjoy a genre like death metal. But I'm more into vocal stuff and the theme and melody. So those genres of music don't have as much to offer in that department.
Oh, what about Keller synth?
What about what?
Keller synth.
What's Keller synth?
Oh, it's actually like a really underground genre. It originates from Germany. Like, there's a really small cult like circle around it.
All right, ladies, time to cool your pants.
Welcome back, Kyle.
We're moving on.
Welcome back, Kyle.
Go on, git.
Yeah, we still here, but we still with the gear. So everybody put your hands in the air, wave them around like you just don't care. Everybody, yeah, we still here, but we still with the gear. So everybody put your hands in the air, wave them around like you just don't care. Everybody, yeah, we still here, but we still with the gear. So everybody put your hands in the air, wave them around like you just.
I'm from the 1900s. We're in the hood, they say that's dope. When I drop a line, now they say good dad jokes. I'm the dopest of man, ferocious with pain. You'll always go without if you don't go within. I'm raw, diesel will flow. Driving fast in the RAV4. My insurance is sweet grass on the dashboard. All my people, they know, nearly crashed from looking at a bald eagle, a hoe. My family runs deep, all of these brothers love me. So two twins fighting, calling each other ugly. But don't believe it when they say you ain't beautiful. I'm not a mourning person, I hate funerals. So keep procreating and quit associating with crow-hating thugs. And try locating love and whatever you do in life, give 100%, yeah, unless you donating blood, yeah. Unless you donating blood, come on. Give 100% unless you donating blood. Donating blood, come on.
Everybody, yeah, we still here. What we still with the gear. So everybody put your hands in the air. Wave them around like you just don't care.
Thank you. thoughts upon your own. We ain't here on no procedures, we're just out here for the creatures. Call their bodies on the land that we call home. Is all we know. Loaded up on my black steed and tied it so the town could see it. Reap that harvest till there's nothing on the ball. Ooh, nothing on. Family's procuration. Raise my shoddy up against your old 4-5. I got 7 generations, got no time to spend a wasting. I won't hide, no, I won't hide, sir, I won't hide.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hello, all our evening listeners. You're tuned into CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. This is
Michael.
And that is
Vincent.
Damn right. And we've got to get started.
Keeping with the topic, Kyle, what is your biggest fear as a musician?
I would absolutely say, since I'm more of a lyrical hip-hop artist, is that I got an inadequate level of skill. That's where my biggest fear rises at right now. Inadequate level of skill. And, you know, it's... Let's talk about this. In an example, recently I had a friend come up to me with a song idea. He was thinking, I want to make an R&B pop hip-hop kind of mix of a song. And I was like, yo, I'm down. And he was telling me all about the details. He says he's going to bring in a group. He's going to have the idea. He has it all set. He's planned. He's all ready. And then he asked me to write some lyrics. He said, just go off the top, man. Go freestyle it. Go freestyle. Give us something cool. Give me something sweet. Give me something, you know? Freestyle. So I gave him something freestyle, and it didn't work out very well. And I was partially upset, and I was like, okay, That doesn't normally happen, so what do I do next? I try again. I try 3-4 times, I go over it all, and then it just, it stumps me. I'm thinking, yo, this isn't me. You don't want me, you want somebody else, man. Go find another lyricist. That's what I'm thinking. I don't say that to his face, but I'm thinking that. And, you know, go find yourself a new lyricist. But eventually, I kind of pushed through, and I wrote the lyrics. Yeah. I sat him down in a room, we wrote the lyrics, and all was well. He agreed with it, I agreed with it, and even the rest of the group that I was there with agreed with the song. And it honestly turned, I would say that it turned out to be quite the song, in my honest opinion, so.
Yeah, I can totally understand how, I'm not a super big lyricist at the moment, but I can understand how you can step into a room with other musicians and not feel like you're at the same level.
Absolutely.
And I
absolutely
think it can be limiting, but if you can push through it, I think it's really good, because absolutely then you learn to be better, to sort of match the speed that everyone else is at.
You damn right, man. You damn right. Absolutely. I mean, like, when I looked at everybody else in the room, I was like, everybody, he already knows that everybody here, they already got their audition, you know what I mean? Everybody else already got their audition. That's why they're all here. They're all ready to make the song, but I'm just kind of sitting in the corner, and I'm messing up the lyrics, and I'm like, yo, I'm just this new kid, man. I'm this newcomer, man. Like, who is this guy? And I can't seem to get it right. Now I'm freaking out. I can't write the lyrics.
Yeah, I catch your drift.
Absolutely.
It's the stress when you're doing the audition. You know, you're there, you gotta do well, because that's all they know of you. And if you do bad,
absolutely, it's like having a reputation. You have a reputation. Everybody's like, okay, this is what I expect from this guy. Now I hope he steps up to it. And then when you don't step up to it, the first thought is, oh my God, I done messed up my whole reputation. My ego has just been destroyed. I can't do this anymore. I gotta put the book away. I gotta put the pen away. I gotta stop writing lyrics. You know what I mean?
So yeah, I catch your drift.
It's a whole process with me, man. But you know, I know how skilled I am. In my opinion, like, personally, I would say that I'm a great lyricist, in my opinion.
Oh, definitely.
I love making lyrics. Lyrics is absolutely something that brings me joy.
That song you performed last night, lyrics were great.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Everybody on the stage was there with me, man. Woo-wee.
That was an awesome performance.
Yeah, I loved the hell out of that. Props to everybody that was there. Everybody at Burnaby North Secondary School. We had an ACID concert just the other day. It was absolutely amazing. We're going to do one every year. Probably the same time in late January. I'd say late January. So stop by again next year. We had a great show. We had a bunch of other artists from different genres of music. I believe at one point we had, it was blues. It was like blues and jazz. We had rock. We had a hip hop up there. We had R&B. We had it all, man. It was great.
Yeah, there were all sorts of genres.
Absolutely.
Really cool.
Even one was EDM, man. We had EDM.
That EDM show was pretty cool. They had costumes.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, the crowd was begging for a round three. It was a little competition, right, between two friends. Their names are Cybernova and Toki. They went up on stage and they battled. They were ruthless with one another, man. They were throwing swings at each other left and right and left, tearing the floor down, tearing the ceiling down, doesn't matter. They were doing it all. And we hit round one, we hit round two, and we was about to cut the show. I was like, all right, y'all, all right, don't get your pants up in a twist. And then the crowd was begging for one
more. We can't leave the show hanging on a tie.
Damn right. Everybody was Cybernova, Cybernova. And it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely
I remember that beautiful moment. That was wild.
I'm never going to get over that. That had to be one of the best crowds I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it was an energetic crowd.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because sometimes you get those crowds that are just kind of shy. Maybe they're not shy. They're not awake. They're a very, very tired crowd in the moment. And,
the crowd is definitely part of the performance.
Absolutely. They're the biggest part of the performance. I mean, you're giving them something, but if you're at that inadequate level of skill, then they're not going to come back. You know what I mean?
You know what I think? You know what I think that these Burnaby schools need more of?
What's that?
In terms of genre? I feel like they need more D-beats, more crust punk, or even just metal overall, because everyone's just doing, like, soft rock, like Cranberries type stuff.
Okay.
But I feel like we need something more raw and energetic and aggressive.
Okay, all right. Maybe next year there will be some higher performances
maybe
up
we'll
there.
See
louder.
A rise in the metal scene.
Absolute. I mean, we never know. I mean, talent is everywhere we go. You could walk across the street and somebody just singing one of the wickedest verses ever, and you're like,
you've got a really cool local scene here. That's what the music program has really shown me.
Oh, yes, absolutely. For all high school students, there's ACID once a year, man. Join it. Meet my man, Mr. Pepe, one of the greatest teachers you will ever meet. Nice and kind dude, but if you get in his way, don't get in his way.
He's
going to
be
you.
Like, how convenient.
Yeah. No, he's cool, though. He's cool. Everybody in the Burnaby School District, you got to sign up for ACID if you in love with music, just like these three young artists here. I'm like, once again, man, hey, my name is Kyle, this is Vincent, and this is Mark. And you can catch us every Thursday at 2 p.m. at CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
Also, we love you, Mr. Pepe.
Damn right. Peace out.
What about you, Vincent?
Don't be long. Italian soul just can't be wrong.